In the studio with me, I've got two lovely young ladies. Good morning, girls.
Good morning, Mike.
This is Jane Bennett and Lisa from Bennett's Funeral Parlour in the High Street. And we've got you in today to talk about the Mental Health Matters podcast, because you're going to be part of it, aren't you?
Yes.
It's going to sound really silly, but how does your job, Jane, involve the mental health of people that you work with?
Well, when you have a loss, when you lose somebody who is very close to you, and that may be a friend, it needn't be a relative, then your world is turned upside down. Mm. And you often don't know which way to turn. So the importance of us really is to ensure that they have a good funeral and that they're supported by us before the funeral, during and after the funeral as well.
Oh, really? You help them with their bereavement as well as just the funeral itself?
Yes, we do.
Fantastic.
And Lisa will explain about the bereavement support group. And we feel it's important that people are supported because grief isn't a linear journey.
No, and everybody's different.
And absolutely, everybody is different.
Notoriously in that situation, anger is a very easy emotion to feel.
Absolutely.
I can imagine there's a lot of anger involved in.
There can be. It all depends. Everybody's different. It all depends on their relationship with that person who has died and also the circumstances of how they have died. Because if it's expected and that person is elderly, it's often more easily acceptable than somebody who dies suddenly or tragically. So every person is an individual, and they need to recognise the fact that every day is going to be different. They have to take a day at a time, and it may not even be a day at a time. If you're really struggling, take it hour by hour.
Yeah, it is a hard, very hard situation to
find
yourself in.
It's extremely difficult.
And do you find the people, because it's a hard situation, because you're running a business at the end of the day, aren't you? Is it a hard situation when you meet these people? Or because it's a very softly approach. It must be.
We treat each family as individuals. Mm. And some may come into us and literally spend a few minutes and give us very brief details. We can explain what we need, and they might come back again several days later or speak to us on the phone and just go over things very gradually.
Yeah.
And other families might say, right, we want to come in, we want to go through everything. It's as individual as that person who they've lost.
So tell us, Lisa, tell us more about the system that you run with the bereavement mental health, because it's, as I say, it's a very awkward situation. It's a very difficult situation.
Yes, so the bereavement group is called New Era, and we meet once a month on a Wednesday afternoon. And it's a self-supported bereavement group. Lovely, lovely people who've been coming for over 10 years, but some people who are just starting their grief journey, so have only been coming 2-3 months. We're there to, you know, listen, help, you know. Also, some people, it's about getting out and meeting new people because they haven't got anyone. They haven't got anyone local, you know, to help and support them. So, you know, they might meet new people who can help them along that grief journey. And, you know, someone they can go for a cup of tea or a chat with. We arrange coach trips, you know, lunches. We've got a WhatsApp support group of lots of people in there. So if you've got low days, you know, there's always someone on hand to talk to.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's always somebody there. Because a lot of these people, they live with their partner for years and years. It's 60, 70 years with my mum and dad. And then one of them passes. Well, you know,
it's so difficult.
What's that? It's like someone's pulled the mat away from underneath you. Yeah. You just don't know how to behave anymore. So, Jane, is the counselling before and during, and then afterwards you don't do anything, or do you hand them to the bereavement people and they help them from there?
It isn't counselling. as such. So it's just being able to support people and to explain what we will do. So it's hand-holding, right, essentially.
Gotcha.
We will explain about the bereavement support group. And then if they're interested in going along, they will speak to Lisa, have a little chat. If they're going to go, then Lisa knows to expect them. We suggest on the first meeting that they attend that they perhaps go with a friend or another family member, because the most difficult part, as with a lot of groups, is walking in through the door.
Yeah.
If necessary, Lisa will meet people outside.
Yep.
And have a little chat to them. I mean, there's occasions, Lisa, where people, you've met them and they just can't go in.
They can't go in. But I think what, you know, once they're in, and sometimes they can just, they're with people who are going through a situation, similar situation to how they're feeling. They've got some understanding, and that just, that helps people because they feel understood.
And it's practical support as well.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, they've had the rug pulled from under their feet. And some women who come along have never looked after finances.
Oh, really? I suppose with the older generation, that would be the case, wouldn't it?
They've never put fuel in their car.
Oh, wow.
And then you have some gentlemen who have never cooked.
Wow. Yeah, that's an older generation, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Oh, my word.
So,
but you don't think about this.
You don't think about that. And there are other circumstances where they may have had a circle of friends, but now they don't feel part of that circle because there's only one of them as a couple.
Yeah.
And that's where, as Lisa says, the other people within the group understand. They totally understand. And yes, some people have been coming along to the group for some time, but that's great because they can support those new people coming in.
Yeah.
They can put a hand on their arm and say, I do understand. Because they've been through it themselves.
Grief is a very personal thing, from my understanding.
Yes.
Going through it with my mother and father. And it's not a set route. Everybody's slightly different. Mm. And it's so important that you feel that grief and get rid of it. Because otherwise, if you bury it in the back of your head, it spikes every now and again.
Yes. Like
it ends up in being road rage or whatever.
Yes.
But it comes out in other ways in the at times that you least expect it to.
And this goes through to the importance of an appropriate funeral.
Mm.
Because by having the funeral, it's a celebration of that life.
Mm.
And it's also closure for the family. It's coming together. It's a ritual.
Yeah.
And rituals are important.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that person has gone, and then what? You do need.
Yeah, it's important something. To have that full stop.
Yes. And even you're here in the studio and you play a lot of music, even if a family went to the crematorium or to a chapel within the cemetery and just listened to music, that might be appropriate enough.
Yeah.
But it is making it appropriate for them that's important and helps them with their grief journey.
So that's how you would handle it. With the bereavement counselling as such, it's not counselling, is it? is there a telephone number, or if anybody's listening right now and they want to get in contact because they're feeling this loss?
Okay, so they can contact me at Bennett's in the office about the, you know, the bereavement support. But we've also got the grief chat on our website.
All right.
Which means, you know, you might wake up in the middle of the night, like a lot of people do, and there is, you know, someone there that you can talk to online and
that's
share
really
your thoughts,
good idea.
Yeah. So
really
there is that
idea
as well, which I think is really important, because during the grief journey, especially at the beginning, you might not sleep well. You
no,
might
right.
just need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
And we're also, you know, being, we know how to signpost people who might, some people might need some additional support. So, you know, please just give us a call, because, you know, I can sort of signpost you in the right direction to someone who might be able to really help you.
Fantastic. Right, we need telephone numbers and web addresses now. That's how we're going to finish this off.
Okay, so it's 01277 210 104, and that's, my name's Lisa, and just give me a call in the office.
Okay, and the web address is?
www.bennettsfunerals.co.uk.
Ladies, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.